You ready?
Yeah.
For Uprising Music?
Give it to me.
And you won't like this one. You know why you won't like this one?
Why am I like this one?
Because you were there.
Oh, I was in the studio when this happened. Oh, this is some good Uprise.
You know what I mean?
I was in there. I witnessed this happen.
I saw a tear come into your eyes.
It was like a birth. It was like the birth of a child. A young child was being born in the studio, and I was there. And it was emotional. Shout out to the Uprise Movement allowing me to come to the studio.
Yeah, here.
OSI, I have something to say, man. Welcome to the Jason OC podcast, first of all, to all of our fantastic listeners. But let everybody know where we are, my brother. Let everybody know where we are
we
and what we're doing.
We are in the home of Harry Kane.
This is true.
We're in Tottenham.
We are.
And, you know, you got to be real careful.
You got to be careful.
Out here speaking about where you are, because, you
this
know.
This is true.
Tottenham, Arsenal, all those Arsenal people, they're not going to be real happy.
I know.
We're here at Tottenham right now. But, you know, it is what it is.
They need to understand, though, we represent sports as a whole.
Yes.
And we are actually in some sort of a meeting room.
Yeah.
Would this be I wouldn't necessarily say it's the team, but maybe.
I think this could be the team meeting room.
Could be the team, or interviews are conducted, probably where interviews are conducted.
I know I would love to have a TV like that.
That TV is as big as my whole body.
Yeah.
It is bigger than my whole body, actually.
Way bigger than your whole body. You're a little body. You're a little body guy.
Little body guy. Little body TV guy.
Your TVs, you'd be like the little small screen TV.
No HD.
No HD.
You'd be looking at me and you'd be like, what's wrong with the quality? It must be the service. No, sir, it's your TV. It's your TV. You went with the Jason special. Didn't work out for you. Yeah, but we're here. Working on the NFL Academy, correct?
Yeah, definitely, man. The NFL Academy. And once this comes through, this is going to be a game changer. This is going to be an Aaron Donald. This is what this is going to be.
We're going to find him. And
No. This is going to be an Aaron Donald. I don't think you understood what I meant by that.
Like a game changer? Yeah.
There you go.
And we're going to find a game changer, too.
Oh, we're going to find Aaron Donald.
Yes. We're going to do both. It is a game changer. I'm just trying to get myself out of a situation again. So our podcast listeners are probably like, give us some consistency on the day the podcast comes out, because we depend on it.
Yes.
You know, my mom personally said that.
Yeah.
She needs OC in her life when it usually comes out. But we
quite sure she didn't say me, but
she likes, she thinks you are hilarious. Yes.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, she does. She does.
I appreciate
she tries
that.
To be a mom and be like, oh, you know, you're good too. But yeah, it is what it is. My mom knows talent, okay? My mom knows talent.
Yeah, so like you know, I look on Twitter and you know, I see the people asking for the all these things, the podcast, the Uprise and all this stuff. And you know, I don't want to answer.
Yeah, I'm scared. I want to tell them, like, no, it's coming this day, but yeah.
Like, let me just be quiet. Let me act like I didn't see it. I saw it.
It's coming.
And it's coming.
It's
I promise
coming.
You.
Don't
and
worry.
I really appreciate the fact that they do that. That's so cool to me.
I feel so obligated to get it done, because it feels like it's a party we all are going to. We all have planned the whole weekend. Like when we go to dinner, it's like I'm looking forward to it. And that's our podcast. So thank goodness we all feel the same way. To our listeners, we just try to shake it up for you, right?
Yeah,
try to put you,
bit.
Try to bring you where we are.
Keep you on your toes.
That's it, man. That's the name of the game.
The Rams versus the Chiefs, man.
Man, I was just about to go there.
Tell me about that game, Jay.
Yo, we saw the best game of the year.
Yes.
And one of the best games all time.
Oh, yeah.
One of the best games I've ever seen.
Yeah.
As a player, as a fan, you know, usually when you got top offenses like that and you build it up, what happens?
There's a letdown.
Everybody's like, oh, what happened? Everybody had an off day.
Yeah.
My goodness, there was no off day at all. We've talked about this. We talked about this a little on our show. I think we're starting to see how teams might be built in the future.
Okay. Explain yourself. Okay. Explain yourself.
So, we all, let's break this down, because you were one of these guys on the team. How many guys made, you had, how many stars made all the money on the team, like player-wise?
Five
guys, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think that now to be an to be a championship team, must quarterback.
100%.
You got to have a quarterback. Mm-hmm. Then you have to have at least three offensive weapons besides your quarterback.
Okay.
They can be a combination, running back, receiver, tight end, whatever.
Okay.
You have to have three guys because you know how the Bill Belichicks of the world's play. Mm-hmm. They're going to if you got one guy, they're taking away. If you got two guys, we'll take those guys away. We're going to force that third tier guy to beat us.
Okay.
Three guys, and you got to have three offensive linemen. On offense.
You need
three good.
One quarterback, three skill, and then three. That's seven. That's not five. That's more than five.
Okay, but this is on offense. I'm just saying. Okay. I didn't say I was how they paid. I was just thinking something through. Because you can
hide. It's more than five. That's seven.
Okay. Okay. This is on offense.
Okay,
on offense. Okay, on offense.
All right.
You need seven.
Yes.
These are three linemen. Because as you know, as a defensive lineman, you can kind of hide a couple of offensive linemen if you have three guys that are good.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. On defense, I think you need three playmakers.
Mm.
I don't care where they come from, but I think, and I hate to say this, two of them have to be on the D-line.
Definitely.
It can be two interior
mm-hmm.
or one exterior, meaning a tackle or an end.
It could even be two ends.
It can be two ends, but you have to have two.
I've seen that. Mm-hmm.
And the third can either be a playmaking defensive back mm-hmm. or a playmaking linebacker. And what I mean playmaking, this needs to be a guy that gets an interception and runs it back.
Yes.
Picks up fumbles and runs it back. Like he needs to be that kind of guy.
Yes. I agree.
I think the game, you used to need more on defense. But I think the way the game's going, if you have that much firepower on offense.
Yeah.
Then if you have guys that can make those two, three plays a game.
That you're going to need.
Philly won the playoffs like that. Won the championship like that. Fletcher Cox, sack, end of the game. Mm-hmm. It was going back and forth, up and down. He makes the big play, game changer.
End of the game, yeah. I think you're correct. I think the way the game is now, mm-hmm. the way the game has been designed now, offensively.
Yes.
The way the rules.
Yes.
Are in place for.
That's what I forgot to say. It's the
for
rules.
The offense.
Yeah.
Defensively, you're just not able to realistically stop people anymore. You just can't.
You're not.
It's like you're playing with one hand tied behind your
you
back.
You are.
So essentially, what you have to do now is you have to be able to force turnovers to give the ball to your offense so they can score more points than you're conceding.
Yes.
Basically, that's the way the game is. It's tailored, like you're saying.
Yep.
And so you have to have those players, those dynamic players that are able to force those turnovers. And that's pretty much where we're at in the NFL
now,
that's
where we are.
Is it a good thing or is it a bad thing, J-Bell? Numbers are up, viewers is up,
yeah.
And all this good thing. So I guess it's a good thing
it's a good
for
thing.
Business.
Yeah, it's a good thing because the viewers want to see this action. What I love about the NFL from the time we've been in it is we've seen these cycles. You've seen it three times probably mm-hmm. happen. I've seen it twice. Look, the game evolves. It changes. The plays, they're going to, you can only play and do things that your talent allows you to do.
Yeah.
And if you are getting your product from college is a certain kind of product, you can only work with that.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons this NFL Academy is so clutch, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
We can feed them a polished player.
They're ready to go.
That's ready to go. Taught all the correct things. I mean.
Guess who wasn't ready to go?
Who wasn't?
The Philadelphia Eagles.
Man, you've been calling it all year, man, how hard it is to repeat.
Jason, you don't get beat down 48-7. Like,
man,
I don't care who you're playing. Okay, the New Orleans Saints, yes.
Are they the best team in football?
They have to be.
Yes, they are. I agree.
They have to be.
They are the best team in football.
No, Jason, they are humiliating people.
Yes.
They're not beating people. They're not, okay, we beat you, but
yeah.
They are humiliating people on a weekly basis. Physically, emotionally, beating people in every which way. Okay. I don't understand.
Let's go back to what we both agreed on.
Okay.
Offensively, quarterback.
Drew Brees.
Okay. Arguably playing the best offensive line football right now in the NFL.
As a unit, yes.
As a unit, okay. Yes. You have Alvin Kamara is your guy.
Yes.
Then you could say...
Michael Thomas.
You say Michael Thomas is definitely your guy. Mm-hmm. But you got Ingram.
Smash mouth football.
And you got the rookie who had a Traquan Smith?
Shout out to Mark Chapman.
Who's come on now as your number two receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Because at some point, he's going to have to win you a game or a series or whatever.
Oh, they're going to force him to do it.
They're going to force it. That is a, they are loaded.
A good team.
And Kamar really is such a dual threat. He does so much for you. I mean, you can he can do things out at receiver, whatever, you know.
And defensively, man, they're stacked.
You know,
playing well.
Aaron Glenn, my old teammate, the DB coach over there. Every year when we talk to him, when we watched the game, we went out to the game live last year and saw them. I talked to him, and he talked about Lattimore. And he's like, "This kid's got it, J-Bell." And if AG says that to me, I know what's up. But then at the beginning this year, I'm like, AG, are you telling me the truth? But he's turned it back on. He's just a slow starter.
Yeah.
And it feels like that defense every year, which I kind of understand because you got different moving parts. You got to figure out how they work together. They just figure it out quick.
Yeah. I like that squad. I like the way you're dressed too, man,
Thank you.
You're just so cool, J-Bell.
You know what it is?
Where'd you get this thing from, this scarf? Where'd you buy this from?
That's Gucci.
Gucci. But like, did you go to the store? You bought it from like one of those fancy high-end stores, like maybe like a Harrods or something like that. Did you go to Harrods?
I've done some, you know, I bought one of my jackets. I'm not going to say the name of it because it might offend people.
Harrods?
Yeah, from Harrods. Quickly,
I got a story about Harrods.
Tell me.
I got to tell you a story about Harrods.
Harrods will get you in trouble.
So, I didn't know Harrods was. I didn't know Harrods was Harrods.
Right,
you understand what I mean?
Right.
So I remember the first time I came out here. Well, not the first time, but this was maybe like 3 years ago. I go into Harrods.
Okay.
And I'm with DeMarcus.
Okay.
And I'm with another one of my friends.
Okay.
So
DeMarcus Ware.
DeMarcus Ware, yeah. So we go into Harrods and I see this sweater.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm with two guys.
Yeah,
you understand what I mean? So I see this sweater and I pick up the sweater. I'm like, yeah, so we're just shopping. Uh-huh. And then I pick up the sweater. I'm like, I'm going to buy this sweater.
Yeah.
And so I got the sweater.
You didn't look, no scan.
First of all, Jason, there was no price.
Oh my gosh.
On the sweater.
Oh my gosh.
But in my head, it's a sweater. You understand? I'm not used to.
Right. What kind of sweater?
How much
can
a sweater
possibly
cost? Now remember, I'm with DeMarcus.
Yeah.
And I'm with another guy. Yeah. And these guys are ballers. Yeah. You understand what I mean?
So
and
you
at this
can't
time,
show any.
I can't show no weakness. I can't show no weakness. So I get to the counter, true story. All I have is this one sweater.
Oh my God.
I put the thing over there, you know, I got my thing out, my card. The lady, the thing comes up, 1,990 something pounds. I said,
what is this made out of?
I started to sweat. I was like, but DeMarcus and them were right behind me. I'm like,
waiting for you to, because you know they would have attacked me. They're going to attack you.
So I pull out my card and I gave it to the lady. And the lady's trying to get my card. I'm holding on to that card.
You got the alligator arms with the card.
I don't want to spend this on a sweater.
Like, I hope my card don't work.
Gave it to the lady. She took the thing.
Oh.
And I had to leave there, having paid almost 2,000 pounds for a sweater, J-Bell. I have never been to Harrods since. I ain't stepped foot in since that day.
You don't trust them.
I said, no way. Incredible. I was so angry. But I mean, I felt like I was in a situation where the you pressure, know what I mean.
Oh, I know. When the pressure's on you, when the fellas is on you, and the pressure is on you, you can't flinch,
bro. Because you know
they'll never let you die. They'll never let it die down.
You know.
Oh, you're done.
You're done.
You're done. You're done.
OC man spent all his. He's broke. He's a broke. Yeah,
all of a sudden, you'll be hearing these stories. Man, I think OC's not doing well.
Doing
he
well.
Was at Harris trying to buy this sweater. The price came up, and he panicked, man. Hey, man, what have you heard about OC?
So I had to swallow that, man.
By the way, all our listeners need to understand in the offseason, that's kind of what happens. Back in the day, the little group calls
yeah.
and stuff. Hey, man, you hear about such
he's
and such.
Well.
You hear about what he doing? Oh, man, we got to get on him, man. So you have to be aware of that, and you can't expose yourself.
I'm still angry.
Man,
2,000 pounds on a sweater.
I would have, I don't know what I would have done.
Jason, you would have bought that
sweater.
I'd have
checked my pockets and be like, oh man, I don't have a card.
You would have bought that sweater, man. Jason.
You did you wear it? Did you wear the sweater?
I've worn that sweater twice.
Is it pretty fresh?
It's just a regular red sweater. It's got like the little things on the thing.
I know what sweater you're talking about.
Yeah. You've seen me wear that sweater. That sweater cost me 2,000 pounds, J Bell.
Sweater. What is it made out of?
I don't know.
Some exotic animal?
Must be. Ridiculous.
We gotta do some research. Oh my gosh. You know what? I was walking from the gym today.
Oh, okay, you went to the gym?
Yeah, I did.
And that's why you're looking all lean.
Yeah, thank you. And a guy comes up to me. J Bell. Of course, show the love, all that kind of stuff. J Bell, I love you and OC on the show. He used to play in high school when he lived in Detroit.
Okay.
Guess what he was?
What?
One of the producers from Game of Thrones. Straight up.
Wow.
I said, I'm glad your show's coming out too.
Incredible.
Straight up. Big fan.
That's so fresh,
right?
Bro.
I mean, just super cool.
That's what's up, man.
That's super cool.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, Game of Thrones. Can I give a quick fan hit me up.
Mm-hmm.
I had a kind of surprise for you. He says, I got this great story for you and OC. Okay. I said, send it to me. So he emailed my agent. Did I just say my
agent?
Okay,
yeah.
And then,
you're a big time guy, yeah. I mean. Yeah.
And it was a story, and he did it. What is that when you just, voice recording.
Yeah.
I'm losing my mind right now.
It's okay.
Anyways, there's a guy named Dave from Scotland. Great, got this great story. Okay, cool. I'm gonna paraphrase the story very quick. He goes to Tampa Bay, right? He goes to Orlando for a vacation. Big football fan. Wanted to go to a game. Goes up to Tampa. It was his friend, him and his son.
Okay.
They go up there. And now when they get there, they're going to buy tickets, right? Now at the stadium, they go, do not buy scalp tickets. It's
right.
not going to work out.
Right.
Well, what does he do?
He buys the scalp tickets.
Yes. Okay. It doesn't work out, right?
Right?
Okay, cool. So they're hurting, man. You know, they're up there, all three of them, struggling, trying to make it happen. They're pretty let down. Some guy hears them kind of, you know, doing their thing, talking in their Scottish accent. People are attracted to them. They end up running into this guy.
Okay.
Eclectic group of fellas. From what I get, it's probably guys our size.
All right.
You know, doing
right.
their thing.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice to him. Says, hey, hear your problem, hear you talking. Got two extra tickets. They're like, whoa,
wow.
Really? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
two extra tickets. Okay, cool. They need another one. Another guy comes up, gives them another ticket, right? So him and his son go with this one guy who kind of looks like us.
Right.
Another guy goes with another guy, right? They go in. This isn't even the great part of the story.
Okay.
He ends.
It's already a pretty good story.
Yeah, right. They're in there. They end up, Chris Baker was playing there.
Wow, okay.
This guy was Chris Baker's friend, okay? So he goes, they're up there having the time of their life with these guys.
Mm-hmm.
They tickets outstanding. Family tickets. You
yeah,
know how that is.
Yeah.
So guess what the friend says?
What's that?
Hey, you want to come down to the family room after the game?
Wow.
They go down to the family room. Now, you know about the family room. Everybody knows that's where the players
yeah.
go after the game.
Yeah.
Family kicking. You see everybody. They're in there. They got pictures. I've seen the pictures with Adam Humphries, who was there.
Mm-hmm.
Deshaun Jackson, my boy.
Mm-hmm.
All in the family room.
Wow.
These dudes went up there
from scalp tickets to
scalp
to
tickets that didn't work
yeah.
to that. He
That's the way
is
it works, man.
A Tampa Bay fan for life. He doesn't miss a game or a play.
That's what's up, man.
That's
I like
the
to hear
beauty
that.
Of the NFL because people are good.
Yeah.
NFL, how crazy is that?
That's cool.
It's a good story, right?
That's cool.
I thought you'd like that. I like that too, man. It was like, it was moving.
Yeah.
I was like, that's what's up.
It's emotional.
I feel like it's emotional. The international fans get love in the States.
Yeah.
Love.
Yeah, because you're not really used to seeing that.
They're like, you over here, you like you, yeah, yeah. They give them love.
So it's cool.
So if you travel out there, go get you some love.
Yeah. Tell me more about this, your boys, the Indianapolis Colts, man, because...
I told you.
You did tell me a couple of weeks ago.
I told you.
But I'm going to tell you what happened, Jason. I got to be honest with you. Who was it that beat them down? Was it the Jets?
For early in the year.
Yeah. I think it was the Jets.
I forget what team, but they... Yeah, they got beat down like first 2 weeks.
Like a team that's not like a really good team. I'm going to say it was the Jets. Okay. I may be wrong.
Yep.
I may be wrong. You remember that? You remember? Yeah. I may be wrong, but I'm going to say it's the Jets. So,
oh, shoot.
I may be wrong. So I'm going to say it's the Jets.
Okay.
So,
that's an article me and OC just read. That's where, at the Harvard Business Review. It's
right.
A good article.
So, the Jets beat them down by like scored, I don't even know how many points in them.
Yep.
And so, after that, I was like, okay, you're a good football team. Mm-hmm. You lose games.
Yep.
Good football team, they lose games all the time.
Yes.
But you're not going to get beat by a bad football team by that many points.
Yep.
So when you were telling me that about the Colts, I was like, yeah, whatever.
So,
but boy, was I wrong.
But we were all wrong. And I think you're right. You're right, OC. It was the Jets. You were right.
Yeah.
So this is what I thought. Mm-hmm. They had a quarterback who was a top five elite quarterback pre-injury. They invested so much in the offensive line over the years for a reason. You got a $100 million franchise quarterback.
Yes.
The defense needed a shakeup. You just go for talent, young, you know, fly around. Now, remember, I played in that conference. I played against Peyton Manning two times a year. I started to see the same look. Without the two, Reggie Wayne and Marvin Lewis, Marvin Harrison receivers. Hear me out. You had top quarterback, great offensive line, with a defense that was flew around fast, kind of just, they weren't the elite defense, but they were effective. Mm-hmm. And they were fast, small, moved around. Remember? Mm-hmm. Think about it. They had undersized guys everywhere. Mm-hmm. And then they just had two great pass rushers. Mm-hmm. So I'm starting to look and I'm like, if this quarterback, Andrew Luck, can play, they got action. And each week, Frank Wright was giving him more throws, letting him push that arm more and more and more. Mm-hmm. Nobody was watching. But I watched.
You were watching.
I was watching.
Incredible.
Because that, now you see, this is what you see. We've talked about this. You need a play caller and a quarterback and a playmaker.
Yeah.
And protection, sorry. Play caller, quarterback, protection.
Yeah, they got all that.
And they got that.
Incredible.
Do you think Josh Daniels feels a little bad?
He should. I don't like the way he handled that situation.
Ooh, but they worked out for Indianapolis.
You could say it worked out for Indianapolis right now, but...
I like Frank Wright for the future for them.
I do, too. I do. Just watching him, his disposition, the way he behaves, the way he's handled that adverse situation they started in, I mean... I like that guy, man. And I like Andrew Luck more.
I like Andrew Luck a lot. I like him a lot. Everybody needs to check out, look at these coaches that were backup quarterbacks professionally. Mm. Now, obviously, they were great players. But when you're a backup quarterback in the National Football League, you are a coach on the field.
Yes.
Because when the quarterback comes to the sideline, usually his backup quarterback is a guy, he goes, hey, what do you see?
Yeah.
Especially the old school guys, you know, they have to see the game as a player and as a coach.
Yeah.
You agree?
I agree.
Yeah. So now these guys are coaches.
Yeah.
Being able to teach quarterbacks, but being able to relate as a player and schematically what a coach wants to see. I just think there's an advantage there. I don't want to always say being a former player makes you a good coach because it doesn't, but I think there's something there, maybe.
I think you might be onto something there, man, with the backup quarterbacks, man.
Backup.
Not the actual quarterback, but
not the starter,
backup quarterback.
The backup quarterbacks. I don't think the starters will be the greatest ones, especially when they had a talent level that didn't allow them to break down the game certain ways. You know, they got away with stuff, you know. I mean, when you have an elite arm and you're like, well, just throw it in there. Yeah. Throw what in there? I can't throw this in the trash can. But, yeah. Anyways, one more thing football-wise, I think we'll talk about this next week. Now, I think you're starting to see teams' weaknesses. I think we should talk about that next week.
Yeah?
Yeah. We'll figure out what that. We're down with that. Let's get into your favorite part of the situation.
What you got
We're in the situation room, by the way.
We're in the situation room. Ooh, the situation.
Yeah, we're in the situation room. What time we got, Simon?
We've done 25 minutes.
Oh, good. Oh, We're good. All right. Damian Joyce, he used the hashtag AskOC, AskJBell. Mm-hmm. That always works. Shout out. Which players are you kind of relieved you don't have to play against now? Oh, my God, so many for me. And who from today's highly rated players would you love to test yourself against? Nice question.
None. Zero. Actually, I don't think there's a particular player I can think of now that I'm like, oh, I'm glad I don't have to play against him. Because the people who I was more, you know, were like the dominant offensive linemen.
Yeah.
The truly like the era that I came up in, it was Walter Jones and Orlando
Your story
Pace
with him
and,
is all Orlando
yeah,
Pace.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And Ogden, Flozell Adams.
These were grown people.
They don't have offensive linemen in the NFL like that anymore.
They don't.
So for me, there's no, all these offensive linemen are, to me, they're a little weak now, man.
Yeah.
They're just weak now, man. Really, like, who is the true
dominant,
remember?
Like left? Yeah, like you said,
who?
I mean, like the players you just named were truly dominant. They're Hall of Famers.
It's you against
this guy.
They're
in the Hall of Fame.
And you're not going to see the quarterback.
They're in the Hall of Fame.
You're not going to see the quarterback.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about touch him. You're not going to see him. They don't have those guys anymore. So, I don't
Everybody's
don't
looking
that.
For one.
Yeah.
I would have to say, I just mentioned it, playing against Peyton Manning twice a year.
Yeah.
Marvin Harrison and Reggie Wayne, I mean, they were so good. And the thing about it was, it didn't matter what you were doing or how you were covering guys. Peyton Manning literally could adjust wherever you were. Like, you're covering this way, I'm going to throw it this way. Okay, I'm going to switch this way. He's changing up. I mean, he was on a whole nother level of being elite. All right, cool. Steve Red. Is it Steve Red? Steve Red asked, how good is it to see Andrew Luck back in great form?
Take it away, J-Bell. Take it away.
Man, this is just... hand it to me. He asked, also, did you film the NFL show in the media center in Salford? Yes, we did.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah,
did you see it?
Well, maybe we don't.
Is it Salford? No, it's not. Where's the media center? Stratford! Where's Salford?
Not Salford. Salford is in Manchester.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Stratford. It was an S.
It was S. It got you confused.
When I'm in the car on my way,
I'm
focused in. I'm locked in, so I don't really know where I'm headed.
Yeah.
But your media center,
It was a media center. It is the media center.
You understand that.
I did get it.
I mean, shout out to Manchester, though. Much love out there. The Biebs. it's great to see Andrew Luck back in great form. And it's, you know what's really important is a guy who's been hurt, you have too.
Mm-hmm.
I have too in college when I thought I'd never play again. You go mentally. Andrew Luck has spoke about this. He thought he'd never play again.
Yeah.
And he had to go through that. And now that he's having success, you just understand the mental fortitude he must have. You've been hurt, man. It's coming back from an injury is scary.
I think his our mental fortitude is different than his, though.
Because
he had $100 million guaranteed.
Worth the fortitude.
He's like,
life isn't going to be so bad.
Yes.
But
that's okay.
Yeah,
I'll be all right. Whereas we didn't play.
You might be right.
Nothing
you might
good
be right.
Come from that.
No.
Nothing good.
Mark, AKA Ruptured Duck.
Okay.
You like that?
I don't mind that.
That's pretty cool. Watching Chiefs at the Rams was like exhausting.
Mm.
Even athletes like you must have been knackered. And he said,
knackered.
Yeah, knackered. And he said, what did he say? Tweeting this because I want you to hear you say knackered. That's a setup, bro. Mark, that's a good setup, man. Because you got me saying knackered, and I was struggling.
Knackered means tired, man.
Yeah, I get it. I know.
It's like a lot of words out here that are just so funny to me. Like punter. You know what punter means?
I know what a punter is.
Yeah, what's a punter?
Didn't you tell me this before?
I'm asking you right
now. No, I don't know. What is it?
A punter? Okay, a punter, obviously, in American football is the guy who punts the ball.
Yeah.
But a punter out here...
What is it? I need to know. Is this terrible?
Let's ask Simon. What's a punter, Simon? A guy who visits the brothels.
Why is that a punter?
Oh, no.
What does
but
that...
But guess what? I knew Simon would know.
You see Simon try to get out of that?
I am not sure what that means.
I don't
means.
Know what, a, what
OC,
is a punter.
Oh, see, I'm not sure about that. A gambler?
Oh, my gosh.
So many things, man. When I found out what that meant out here, I was like, what? Crazy. Veg.
Veg is vegetables.
Yes.
I knew that.
I didn't know that when I got
it's
out here.
Veg. Meat and veg.
I didn't know that when I got out here.
I don't think I did either. I just think.
I just think
I've learned over the
years. Do you want some veg with that? Absolutely.
I'm vegetarian. Yes. Simon is like, well, how did this happen? How did I get involved with this?
Oh, my gosh.
OC, reviews keep coming, man. Nothing from the Klansmen this week.
No. Nope.
That's Klansmen with a C.
With a C.
With a okay. C. Okay. With a C.
Not the other one.
Nothing. No.
But we did agree that we'd be, if they were such a fan.
Anyway, I mean, we love everyone.
It's all right.
Andy Sike. Is that Sike? Is that how you say that?
No, that's Sisk.
Sisk?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I got you.
Yeah.
Funny stories and uprise, but we want more.
Yeah.
We want more.
Jason, let me tell you something,
man. NFL never cancel this podcast. Shout out to Andy. He was very, I like that.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about that. Like when I used to train, I had this Jamaican trainer.
Yeah.
And he would tell me all the time, like, OC, you got to give the people what they want. That's what he said to me all the time.
That's it.
So Andrew Sisk, absolutely.
Yes.
Man.
What does this say?
Big Ben Eng.
Yeah. See, you have to start saying stuff that I can't get out.
Yeah.
You know, he said, you dudes have this rugby union fan hooked on the NFL. Hashtag uprise.
You see, now, Big Bang, that's the guy, man. You're the guy. Big Bang. Is it Big Bang?
Big Ben?
Big Ben Eng.
I like that.
Big Ben Eng.
He sounds like a dude you'd want to have a drink with.
Yeah.
Like?
Pop Smarts.
Holla at your boy.
You know what I mean? Maybe like a little beer.
Yeah. Larky, 1983. Was that when you were born, or is just that a significant number in your life?
Okay.
Not sure. Smashing podcast. I'll take that all day.
Listen, when British people say smashing, when they use that term smashing, you got it.
We got the juice.
Smashing?
Smashing podcast.
Yeah.
And he said, no idea what goes through OC's mind, but it is class. I like that. What is J-Bell thinking when OC goes off on one? Uprise on Apple Music. Okay. You know what I'm thinking? The same thing I've always thought sitting in the locker room talking to him. This is going to be exciting. This is going to be good and go on for the ride. One thing about OC, he's going to take you there, but he's going to get you out. He's going to get you out. You'll be on a dark road, and all of a sudden, the lights come up, and you're at a beautiful estate.
All we've done here, realistically, all we've done is we have given, all I do, I just give people a glimpse into the way my mind works. Like, I can be thinking one thing one second, and then literally within, it just goes, and sometimes I don't understand it myself.
I love
it. It's just crazy.
This is what we do. This is the locker room. We are all us together in the locker room in between meetings. That's what we're doing.
That's it.
Uprise. Give it to me. Holla at y'all next week. We are not ever gonna let them cancel us. I have been searching for now we're done. I don't see no one else but myself when I look in the mirror.
say you were born this way. After everything you pull me through, you know. This way, after everything you put.